We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up on 8:14 now, and it's Thursday morning, April the 15th. Your health conditions, your lifestyle, and your doctor's treatment plan all affect your health, and taking your medications on time and exactly as prescribed is an important part of managing your health. And Dr. B joins us now, our friend Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, to talk about medication adherence and making sure you have the right drug coverage. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing good. A little wet this morning.
Yeah, a little bit fed up with the rain, I would imagine, as well, right?
Yeah, definitely.
We should get a break between noon today and noon tomorrow, or at least that's what they're telling us. What happens, Doc, if you don't take your medication as prescribed?
Well, nothing good, definitely. You know, if you don't take your medicines as we tell you, then it can really worsen your disease conditions. And, you know, that can create an overall decline in your health, or even worse, that could lead to something like hospitalization. So you have to keep in mind that your physician is really the only one who can tell you when to start and stop taking your medications. Your routine, even how many times you take it per day and when you take it, during the day, can be very important as well. So you definitely want to talk to your doctor before making any changes to that schedule.
I know those of us that have seen your parents, or God rest their souls, have had them, have sometimes struggled with the medication routine. And sometimes they say things like, I feel fine, I don't need to take my medication.
Yeah, I hear that all the time. And what I, try to explain to them is that if you feel fine, that probably means that the medicine you're taking is working. And so you should continue taking it like that, because if you stop, you may not feel fine anymore.
And I got to confess, I'm guilty of that, Doc, where you're taking the whatever it is, inflammatory, and it's like, why am I taking this? I got no problem at all. And then you stop taking it, and then you realize why you were taking it in the first place. Another thing that sometimes you deal with is people are saying they don't want to take their medication because of the side effects.
Yeah, all medicines can have side effects, and most of them are very mild. But if you're having something that's a little bit more severe or concerning, that's something that you should talk to your doctor about. There's a lot of medications in the same classes or close to classes that do the same thing as other drugs. So we can usually find something that will work for you and treat whatever condition you have without having those side effects. So that's, again, why it's important to talk to your doctor about any of those side effects, and don't just stop taking the medicine.
Along those lines, when you see a commercial on TV for a medication you think that may help you, and then you see all of the side effects that are listed, should that stop you from talking to your doctor about it?
No, definitely not. You know, they're required by law to kind of rattle those off in rapid fashion, to kind of protect themselves. But most of the time, those side effects are very rare. So if you do hear something on TV, you want to talk to your doctor to see if it's something you should be concerned about. But that definitely is not a reason to not take a medication.
What about the cost of medication? Does that cause problems sometimes where people say, I just can't afford to get the medication filled?
Yeah, tremendously, and very frequently now. You know, the cost of medications has been going up for years, and it's going to continue to do so. But fortunately, we do have a lot of generic versions of what are previously brand-only medications, and those generics can really save you a whole lot of money. So you want to talk to your doctor to see if maybe there's a generic option for you. The other thing that's important to know for anyone who's on Medicare is Medicare has something called an extra help program, and certain people can qualify for some additional assistance on their copays or the cost of their medications. You can actually speak to any of your local councils on aging to see if maybe you qualify for that, and that can really create a whole lot of savings per year for your medication cost.
What about if medications look different than they did before? Does that change anything about the way you take them?
No, not at all. You know, because there are generic versions of drugs, those generic versions sometimes can be created by a different manufacturer. There may even be multiple manufacturers that create generic medications, and they may be a different shape or a different color, but they still contain the same active ingredient that we're using to treat your condition. So occasionally people will go to the pharmacy and pick up their medication, and it'll, you know, it used to be yellow and now it's peach colored, and that can be very concerning. You can talk to your doctor or even the pharmacist about that to make sure that you got the right medication, but it's going to work just the same no matter what it looks like.
What are some of the tips that people can use, or maybe with their parents, to help them stick with their medication plan?
Yeah, that's a really, you know, it's hard sometimes, especially if you're on a lot of medicines, to remember to take them and take them correctly. So I always tell people to really try to create a routine. You know, something that's really good to stay organized is using pill boxes. Pill boxes are, you know, basically Sunday through Saturday. You can fill the box and make sure that you're taking your pills as you're supposed to. You know, another thing would be to set a reminder to take your pills. Everybody's carrying around their phones all the time, so you can set it on your phone. There are even apps that you can download that can help with that. And some of the pill boxes actually have built-in alarms on them. Another thing I tell people is, you know, if you always are supposed to take a medicine in the morning, maybe put your bottle next to your toothpaste. And so when you go to brush your teeth, you remember, oh, I need to take my medications right now. So that can help a little bit. The other thing is, too, to make sure you're staying on your medicines and you don't have any gaps or anything, is make sure you refill your medications before you run out. You can actually refill your meds usually about 7 to 10 days before you need the next prescription if you're on a 90-day prescription. And so you can get them a little bit early, fill up your pill box, and make sure that you don't miss any days here and there. And then one other thing that can help a little bit is most of the pharmacies will do automatic refills if you want them to. So you can actually tell them, go ahead and automatically refill my medicine. They'll send you a text usually about a week or so before your prescription's due to let you know they're going to refill it. You text them back, and then they'll have it waiting for you. So that way you can really make sure you're taking everything that you need to. And then, you know, one last thing that you can talk to your doctor about is we can sometimes simplify your medicine. We see a lot of doctors, a lot of different specialties, and, you know, sometimes they don't look at all the things that patients are taking. And your primary care doctor in particular can sometimes look at those medicines and combine pills or tell you some things you don't need to be taking anymore and really kind of simplify that routine for the day.
Thank you, Doc. And if you're on Original Medicare, we're going to talk about the donut hole as far as medicine, et cetera, when we come back. 8:21 time for traffic now, WWL. 8:25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. B. Dr. Brent Wallace, our friend, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about senior health and about managing medication. So, Doc, talk about, if you will, if somebody's on Original Medicare, what drug coverage is or isn't included. What are their options to get that coverage, and what is this donut hole that so many people talk about and have trouble with?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, Medicare can be very confusing, and a lot of people don't realize that Original Medicare, when you age into it, when you qualify for it, does not include drug coverage automatically. You actually have to choose a prescription drug plan, and you're not required to, but if you don't do it when you initially qualify for Medicare, you can actually have to pay a penalty if you sign up for it later. So it's usually a good idea to look at what options you have for what's called a Part D or drug coverage plan. So there's two major plans you can get. One is really just a standalone plan that doesn't include any benefits for your medical coverage at all. It just covers the prescription drugs. The unfortunate thing is, since Part D was introduced back in 2006, so about 15 years ago, the cost has continued to increase. It's gone up probably a little over 60% in the last 15 years. So the other option for people would be to choose an all-included plan, something like a Medicare Advantage plan that includes the prescription drug coverage. And so People's Health, for example, we have plans that include drug coverage that you don't have to pay any separate premium or cost for. In fact, there's no cost for the plan in general. And those plans, a lot of times, will cover some of those generic drugs we were talking about, really for $0, which can be a really big help for your wallet.
Absolutely. And what about that donut hole?
Yeah, the donut hole is something built into the Part D coverage, which is a gap in the coverage. So when the cost of your drugs altogether hit around $4,000 in a year, Medicare no longer covers those drugs at as high a percentage. And so what happens is something that you were paying, you know, maybe $10 or $15 for could all of a sudden jump up to $100 until you reach the other side of the donut, which sometimes you don't even reach the other side in that current year. So it can really increase your cost. So, again, some of the unique benefits of the Medicare Advantage plans, like People's, is that they continue to cover a lot of the Tier 1 and 2 generic drugs through that gap. So it's really important to kind of sit down with a broker or someone knowledgeable about your insurance to understand what your costs are going to be for the year so you don't get any surprises.
And when you first become eligible for Medicare, you can talk to, like, People's Health, for example, and you walk everybody through the process of what you need to do, what you can't do, would like to do, et cetera?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we tell people, make sure you've got a list of all your medications and what conditions you have. They can actually use a system to take a look and see what your exact cost will be for the year. So you can really budget a little bit better.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate your time. I really do. Of course, you can always go to peopleshealth.com/radio to find out more. You can call 1-866-687-7335, and you can follow People's Health on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I guess the bottom line is don't stop taking your medication. If you got any problems about it, talk to your doctor.
Yep, that's the bottom line. Definitely talk to your doctor if you've got any questions at all.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Tommy. You too.
Dr. B.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.